lot of reaction coming in to President Trump's comments yesterday about the death, the apparent murder of Rob Reiner and his wife, criticizing them for what he was calling Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, and Tony, there was a lot of bipartisan shock and outrage over these comments, which first appeared in a social media post, as you noted. He claimed on social media that Reiner reportedly passed away due to Trump derangement syndrome, even though, as you've noted in reporting about this terrible, what's being investigated as a homicide, you know, with his son being arrested, there's really no evidence that there's any sort of connection at all. And so, you know, this left a lot of people wondering why the president posted this. And then when he was asked about it later in the day during an appearance in the Oval Office, he kind of doubled down and you know, said that he was not a fan of Reiner and that he was, quote, a deranged person. So what we're seeing on social media is even Republicans saying that those comments were wrong, that this is a terrible tragedy that should, you know, engender compassion and empathy, especially since it appears to be a family tragedy. And what we saw was condemnation by, you know, Democrats and Republicans, not just those who have criticized President Trump before within his own party, but also by, you know, some swing state or swing district Republicans, battleground district Republicans. Mike Lawler from New York, for instance, said, quote, "This statement is wrong. Regardless of one's political views, no one should be subjected to violence." And Marjorie Taylor Greene going a bit farther, saying that, you know, many families, that this is not about politics or political enemies, and many families deal with a family member with drug addiction and mental health issues. This is incredibly difficult, should be met with empathy, especially, you know, when it ends in murder, Tony.
Natalie, was there surprise on the part of those around the White House that these comments were made? Because I'm thinking back, you know, just a few weeks ago when former Vice President Dick Cheney died, the White House was basically silent, even though it was known the president and the former vice president were not on good terms.
Yeah, and you know, we tried to ask the White House about these comments, and there wasn't really a response. But what was notable is an official account on social media reposted the president's comments, you know, without giving additional context or information about why the president posted that or whether there was, you know, any sort of official response by White House, the press team, or other White House officials. And Republican Thomas Massey, who, as you know, there's been this rift between President Trump and Massey over issues, including the Epstein files. He actually kind of addressed this on social media, saying, you know, calling the president's comments inappropriate, disrespectful, but going on to say, quote, "I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the vice president and White House staff will just ignore it because they're afraid. I challenge anyone to defend it." And interestingly enough, you know, top Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson over on Capitol Hill, he expressed sympathy and support for the Reiner family. But when he was asked specifically about the president's comments, he kind of just tried to avoid answering that question and talked about, you know, working on congressional matters. So, you know, it's clear that those closest to the president, top allies, they're trying to stay silent. They're not necessarily defending the comments, but just trying to, you know, avoid talking about it. But again, it is notable that we've seen this just bipartisan backlash all over social media, not just with elected officials, but also, you know, Republican operatives and other Republican voices on social media just saying that these comments were wrong.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for taking time to give us your insight this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.